This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My guest tonight is Emmy and Peabody Award-winning journalist who is a correspondent for CBS's 60 Minutes and the host of Anderson Cooper 360. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Anderson Cooper. Let's see it, huh?
Let's see it. Look at the people. Look at
crazy.
The people.
Fantastic.
Wow.
So, this is our third show back with a full audience here, and it's sort of striking how quickly things are starting to feel normal.
Yes.
To me, was there a moment, or have you gotten there yet? How about New York? You grew up in New York. Is there a moment when you felt like, oh God, this is what New York feels like?
Yeah,
it's been ghostly for part of the year.
It has been ghostly, yeah. And I've been riding my bike all around the city because I've been going to the office really during most of the pandemic.
And you could do it right down the middle of Broadway for part of it.
But I definitely feel like New York is back, but it's back in the way it's like way back. Like when I grew up in New York City and I live right by Washington Square Park. When I was a kid, Washington Square Park was where you went to get mugged. And like... I mean,
if you had an appointment, I have an appointment.
I grew up in New York in the 70s and early 80s, and all we talked about as kids was when we're going to get mugged, getting mugged, who stole my bus pass.
What's the etiquette for being mugged?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I walked through Washington Square Park the other day, and a couple weeks ago, the northwest corner of the park had been taken over by... folks who were very, dedicated to using substances. And
like there's like a rave, there's a nightly rave scene.
There's a rave.
Whatever that means these days.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why anyone would want to like go to a rave in Washington Square Park. It sounds like just awful to me. And I guess the last one on Saturday night, some people were stabbed, so that doesn't sound good. But the park has been, it's like back in the 70s. So like I feel like I'm like back to the future.
So there's gonna be a punk scene. I'll see you at Studio 54.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Did you go to Studio? Because your mom went to Studio.
I went to Studio 54 twice. First time, both times my mom brought me, which tells you a little bit about how I was raised. I was 11 years old, which again doesn't seem like a good idea.
Honey, mommy's gonna go dance. You stay here with Mick and Bianca.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, this is not a joke. First time I went. It was for the premiere of The Wiz, because my mom was dating Sidney Lumet, and I went in a caravan with Michael Jackson, and I didn't really know who Michael Jackson was, because I didn't really listen to music as a kid, because I was playing Dungeons & Dragons like you were, and my only memory of Studio 54 that night was seeing Michael Jackson dance with somebody, and I turned to the person next to me, and I said, well, he's really good at that, he should pursue that. So
the most believable part of that story is that an 11-year-old Anderson Cooper would use the phrase, he should pursue that.
Oh, no, I was, that's totally true. I was very concerned about how
he should broaden his horizons, mother.
And the second time we went, Grace Jones performed.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I don't know if this actually happened, but at some point with the microphone cable, she seemed to have made some sort of a noose, put it around the neck of some guy in the audience, and I remember her lifting him up, like, out of her seat. I don't think that actually happened, but that's how it looked to me at 11.
Okay, so now...
So, yeah.
All sounds really fun to me, actually. now you're a dad
It's a very
yourself.
Relatable childhood, I think, you know?
Speaking of childhood and relating to it, you are now a dad of your own.
Yes.
Of young Wyatt right
yes.
here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turned one.
Yeah, he turned one April 27th. He turned 1 year old.
Is he talking?
He talks in a dialect of Hindi or Urdu. I'm not sure, but it's incredible. It's a really interesting dialect. I'm trying to understand exactly what it is.
Okay.
But it doesn't make any sense at this point, but he's very committed to it.
Look at those eyes.
I know.
The eyes do not fall far from the dad there.
I know. For the first time, I was away in Israel last week. It was my first work trip for 60 Minutes, and I was doing an interview, and I get this text from Wyatt's other dad, Benjamin, and he said, he just walked, !! Yeah, you would think that would be my reaction. My reaction was fury. I was like, I can't believe I missed this, that I'm doing this interview and in Israel, of all places. And secondly, then I got really pissed at Benjamin I was like, in my household when I grew up, you would lie about everything. So, like, he should have just lied. And he shouldn't have said he just walked. He should have lied and said, oh, no, he's not walking at all. Mm-hmm. So when I got home and he walked, we would all be like, oh, my God, it's the first walk.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
And he walks...
Missing your child's first walk...
Right.
...proves you are a father.
I know, exactly. Yes.
That's what often happens.
And he walks like a drunken sailor. And He walks like someone at the rave in Washington Square Park. which makes me a little worried about what he was doing in Israel.
Don't give him a knife. Now, Sunday, Father's Day. This is your second.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Huh?
No, go ahead.
What is it? Did I get something wrong?
No.
Fact-checking me? This is your fucking father's day?
Yeah. No, it was funny, though, because your producer said, I talked to her on the phone before I came here, and she was like, oh, you know, Stephen May asked you about this weekend. I was like, oh, good, great. I was like, what's this weekend? And she was like,
right.
It's Father's Day. And I was like, oh, because my dad died when I was 10, died when he was 10. And for me, Father's Day was something I avoided... I just did not acknowledge it. And when all kids in school, and I think for anybody out there who lost a parent early, you know, holidays and especially Father's Day, when you don't have a dad, it's not even bittersweet. It's just like...
Kind of inexplicable.
Yeah, it's inexplicable. And the pain was so great for most of my life. Like, I didn't know Father's Day was this date. And yet, the interesting thing for me about having a child is... It has made me sort of connect with my dad and my mom who's passed and my brother's passed in a way that I never really anticipated. Like I feel like I am in communion with them in some strange way, and I remember things about my dad that I never remembered before because I'm experiencing them with Wyatt as a dad. It's really interesting.
Oh, that's very beautiful.
Yeah,
that's very beautiful. I'm very happy for you.
It's incredible.
It's an unexpected gift of being a father.
Yeah, it really is, and it's amazing. Even like little. So my mom painted a lot, and she did a portrait of her and my father, which I really like. And I put it outside Wyatt's room, and every morning when I walk by, he stops and he insists on going over and touching the portrait of my mom and my dad, which I find really wonderful.
That is very beautiful. I've always said to people who are about to have kids that, you know, it can be hard, but it's always beautiful.
Yeah.
Even when you think, like, I don't know, how can I go on? I haven't slept in days.
Right.
There's always something beautiful about it, and it kind of taps you on the shoulder and punches you in the face in times you don't expect it. It punches you with the beauty.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's not painful,
right.
But it is absolutely really human and does connect you on some primal level to not only your father, but all the fathers,
absolutely.
All the way back. Yeah.
Right, and you always hear, every cliche becomes true. It changes the way you think about the world and it makes you feel more deeply. I feel like sort of I did not know my heart could grow like new chambers and new ventricles. I'm not sure what a ventricle is, but you know, the heart stuff.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Yeah. It de-Grinchifies you.
What?
de-Grinchifies you.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you familiar with the story of how the Grinch stole Christmas?
Oh, that one I paid attention to.
Okay,
trust
just me. Making sure. Now, okay, so do you have plans for the weekend? Are you going to do
anything? I'm going to go hang out with Benjamin's other dad. I mean, my Wyatt's other dad, Benjamin, his papa. Huh? And
Benjamin's dad can come too. That'd
yeah.
be cool.
And we're going to go hang out in Connecticut and just be dads.
Can I pick? I got a bone to pick with you, though.
Uh-oh.
Is that you seem to be taking this dad thing very seriously, and that's great. It's wonderful and beautiful, and everything you've said is great.
Right. Wow, that really came from the heart.
It really did, But you'll see why in just a second. Where's the dad bod, though? Anderson, you're not really committed until I see a gut. What's going on here? All right?
See,
this is what a dad looks like. This is a dad, okay? Right there, baby. Yeah. There it is. Let's anything? Anything?
Yeah. Well, you know, Stephen, I'm a gay man. We can't let ourselves go like you guys.
Higher standards.
Yes.
Higher standards.
I mean,
okay.
Sort of set an example.
Well, we have to take a little bit of a break, but please stick around. We'll be right back with more Anderson Cooper.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
We're back here with the host of Anderson Cooper 360, Anderson Cooper. Anderson, I want to take a moment to talk about the big summit that happened today.
Yeah.
I mean, every news organization was just blasting it as for days. I'm sure CNN had a countdown clock. Did they have a countdown clock?
Yeah.
Legally,
yeah, Wolf
you have.
Wolf was there.
Actually. And
Biden and the president kind of pushed back at our reporter, Caitlin Collins, who asked a very reasonable question. And,
about confidence, that thing?
Something about confidence,
He bit her head off, is what he did. And then he apologized.
No, I know he did. Yeah,
which is the weirdest thing from a president. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, what you've watched these. You've been to these. You were in Helsinki, right?
I was at the Stinky in Helsinki, yeah. That still blows my mind. That happened. I remember after it happened, after that live press conference happened where they were both together and the president, then president of the United States, sided with Vladimir Putin against the United States.
Mm-hmm. And invited him and said, I'm inviting him to the White House.
Right, yeah. And it was like, I don't know why he would have been if he had. I just remember.
Really? It was President Jackie Mason?
Yes, he was. He was, yeah.
I don't know why he would have been if he had. Yeah. This schmuck over here asked me a question.
I don't know why I lapsed into that Jackie Mason voice.
But I liked it. I liked it. Yeah.
Oh, Jackie.
Joe Jackie was at the Studio 54, too.
You ever see him on Broadway? Maybe he was in this theater.
What did you make of the day? Do you think we learned anything?
Not really, no. I mean, I think this was more about, the Biden White House wanting to kind of reset the United States on a global stage, send a message to the world about where the United States is right now.
It's like the entire promise of the Biden presidency is, we're going to normal the out of this. You're going to be so bored by how normal
this
is.
I mean, the things that came out of it, okay, they're both going to have the ambassadors go back and be the ambassadors. Like, okay, that's the headline? I'm not sure how great a headline that is.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, thank you.
Lovely to see you again. Thanks for being here. Have a happy day with Wyatt and Benjamin.
This has been The Late Show Pacho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back from fall break on October 24th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pacho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card. Where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.